Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. I'm hoping that everyone can hear this. I am going to start doing our tarot readings on the weekdays, probably Wednesday and Thursday, and then just save the rest of our week and weekend for news and bullshitting and whatever, complaining. And that's what we do, complain about the government and things such as that on our other shows and talk about hot topics that matter. So we're just going to hang out and clean the cards. We're going to just kind of fish and see if anyone comes. And if no one does, that's fine. I'll play music. And we're going to begin with some good meditation music to improve memory and receive messages and better ways for healing. Thank you. You're on That's the Tea with the Zombie Tea Party.
Hi, are you doing readings?
I am.
Do you do it by tarot?
Yes, I do. What can I do for you?
Okay, just wanted to get a reading about, I guess, my business. I wanted to know if I'm putting out too much free material or if I should be holding back more. I'm sort of not really sure how often I should be posting on social media.
All right. Those are all very good congruent questions. Where are you calling from?
New Jersey.
Oh, excellent. I'm super popular there. All right. So now that I know where you are, all right, I'm going to find you on the grid so that way I can get connected with you better. And we're going to ask all three of those questions at one time. We're going to have three positions. All right?
Okay.
All right. Ready? Let's go. All right. Should you hold back on some free stuff? Are you giving too many free things away? And how much should you be posting on social media? Okay, so for our first position, should we hold back a little bit? We have Temperance and Ten of Pentacles. We should a little bit start holding back now. It looks like you started planting the seeds already. So we're going to put a cross there. Yep, you have the Hermit. So meaning it's trying to take a step back with that a little bit. Now, are you giving away too much? It feels good, and it seems like it's a great idea, but it's telling you, with the Page of Swords on top of that, you need to be very vigilant when it comes to this. Right now, the universe is telling you it's time to start, you know, holding back. You're giving a little bit too much. Ah, the Empress. So you started laying down the work. You planted the seeds. You started circulating. Now the Empress is telling you, all right, it's time to hold back, get collected. Now when it comes to, I'm going to put a card in the middle between this. Ah, the Knight of Swords. Yes, okay, so as far as this right now, you're teetering on giving up too much. So it could actually backfire a little bit, so holding off is cutting it back would be a good idea. Now, posting on social media, you have the Seven of Cups, and then on top of that, the Four of Pentacles. And he is holding four coins in his hand. And the Seven of Pentacles is kind of the same in a way with the Ten of Pentacles. This is the Seven of Cups, I apologize. The Seven of Cups is kind of like putting out, because you feel very, you're very into what you're doing and you feel passionate about it. So posting on social media.
It's a little bit hard to hear you with, there's like some music in the background or something. It's kind of hard to hear you.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay, it's still too loud. I apologize. My computer likes to do whatever it wants. All right, so when it comes to social media posting, it doesn't say that you're doing it too much. It's actually pretty lucrative, but it's telling you strength on top of that crossing. Okay, so on this one as well, it's telling you to find a happy medium in all three of these areas. I'm going to put a card in between these two. Oh, wow. You have the Knight of Pentacles and the Knight of Swords. Okay, so there's some duality here.
between the giving too much and holding back, you have the Knight of Swords. And I'm using a tarot deck from Marvel. I'm sorry, not Marvel, DC Universe. And it's Lobo, which is a very, he's like a really almost unstoppable villain. And he's like drooling at the mouth. But the Knight of Pentacles, I don't know who this character is, but he's on a motorcycle. The Knight of Pentacles is about don't worry, like there's money coming around the corner. What is the word? Success is in reach. It's coming. But right now you need to have a happy medium. Slow down in some areas. Now when it comes to posting, not too, but not too little. Keep it an even keel so that way it's not too annoying. Also, finding other outlets, as many as possible, is a good idea. But you have the King of Swords and the Three of Cups as your final, and as your foundation, you have the Devil and the Seven of Pentacles. So you don't want to get dragged down by giving yourself chains to like having like a deficit rather than an addition in your quest. Does that make sense? But the Seven of Pentacles is telling you all of the options and all of the things that you want are there. You just have to have an even happy medium. Keep it in the middle with everything, not too much, not too little. And you have the King of Swords and the Three of Cups. So in the end, after you have found the right momentum and where you need to be, it looks to be like you'll be on top of your game. Happy times are ahead.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. That's exactly what has been on my mind as far as like what is the happy medium that to post that it actually produces the results that I want, which is money.
Yes,
you know,
of
like
course.
Feedback from people. I mean, I'm just starting to get feedback now from people watching, but I also want the money, you know, mm-hmm. that to return also.
Mm. Mind if I ask, what is your product?
I do spirituality.
What was it?
Spirituality. I teach people about spirituality.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. All right. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. I like that. Well, yeah, I think that is an important thing to learn. I think if someone did take the time to, like, teach this, that maybe the world would be a little bit better. Maybe.
Yes. I agree with that. Thank you very much for the reading. I appreciate it. It was good.
Excellent. You're welcome. I'm here. I try and be here as often as possible, though. I have changed my tarot days from the weekend to Wednesday and Thursday. So hit me up if you need me.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye. Yeah,
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Good.
Where are you calling from?
This is Anne from California.
Oh, wow. How are you staying safe?
Yes. Yep. Up in Northern California, it's never opened up. So it's different than Southern California.
Oh, awesome. Well, that sounds good. I'm over here in Florida, and it's just a debacle.
Oh.
Yes, absolutely. It is a debacle. So what can I do for you?
I'm open for a general reading.
All right. All right, so let's see, what day is it? Oh, it's my brother's birthday today, so it's July 30th.
Aww.
Oh, would you like to do the next 4 weeks?
Sure.
Okay, good, we'll do that. All right, I'm going to find you on the grid, and I never cut cards, but for some reason, for you, we cut them. All right, the universe is talking.
Yeah.
For, I don't know what day is it. God, what day is it today? Is it Thursday?
Thursday.
Thursday. God, time is flying by. All right, so the first week of August. Ooh, the Hermit. Second week. Third week. I have never seen the Ten of Swords before in this deck. Wow. Okay. And we will do unwelcome. Mm-hmm. All right, so this week it's going to be a moment for you. You have the Hermit, so that's kind of like taking time for yourself and sitting back and what is the word I'm looking for? It's so hard today. I don't know why. Page of Wands. And the Hermit together. It's about looking in yourself and outward as well, kind of taking, I cannot think of the word. Oh my God, it's embarrassing. I don't know. Taking an account of everything that has gone on in this past month, probably even with people around you. But the Page of Wands is telling you to let yourself live a little bit. It is the Peter Pan card, basically. It's about kind of letting loose and allowing yourself to enjoy some time.
Mm-hmm.
But in this sense, with the Hermit, it's telling you it's time to enjoy some time with yourself. You need to take almost a sabbatical, maybe. Take a little rest. Your foundation for that is the Queen of Wands. So, yes, it's reiterating it's time to do, you need to treat yourself. Kind of thing. So for this week, it's going to be about you needing to assess you. That's the word. So the second week of August is the Nine of Wands. So all of the things that you have set in place, you have the Nine of Wands. So it looks like it's going to be a pretty successful week. You have the Four of Cups on that. So emotions are kind of meh, a little bit, kind of toned down, more of a resting state. And the Eight of Wands is your foundation for that week. So that's a lot of things and a lot of decisions being made. So it's going to be a decision-making week for the second week. Your third week is the Three of Pentacles and the Five of Wands. So look out for an argument. And the Page of Cups is basically a little bit of an immature, kind of an emotional, maybe even a person, because these are court cards, like an emotion that's going to happen for this day, probably in this, it looks to be these two are arguing together, but the Three of Pentacles is showing like there's a group. So usually that's like almost a, it's not quite the party card like the Three of Cups, but almost in the sense there is a three. So there is a, it looks like an argument, honestly. But the Page of Cups, this is a younger way of feeling, maybe. It usually represents either a immature person or just a feeling of a way like, what is the word? Page of Cups is always fun, especially when it comes with an argument. These two are fighting. That one's strong. Emotional roller coaster, maybe? That's what I would call the Page of Cups. And for your fourth week, you have the Ten of Swords and the Seven of Pentacles. So your Ten of Swords is like cutting the head off the snake, basically. So you're going to be cutting something out of your life. Seven of Pentacles is pretty much saying that a lot of different options are out there and doors are opening for you. So don't forget to pay attention to that. The Ace of Wands, it's like you're starting over completely, a whole new idea. And you just quit whatever it was you were doing. Like, this is a leading up to point. This is an ending point of something that has been leading to this. Your final outcome is the Seven of Cups. So basically saying you have so many options when it comes to, usually Seven of Cups is like emotion, the love section in your life, romance. Like, this is telling you there's a lot of options still in this realm. So whatever you are cutting out, don't worry. There's more, basically, better options for you. Does that make sense?
What is?
That is a,
yeah, definitely.
This is a crazy reading. Corey, what a story. So you're going to have an eventful month, but it looks like you're going to come out on top, and you're going to think about things logically and just make the cut. That's a wrap.
Yeah, that's a wrap. Yeah, ready for the new, what's coming up, whatever the new is.
It doesn't say specifically, because it's going to be a decision that you're going to have to make. So at this point, it's not going to give you the answer. You're going to know it when it comes time.
Okay.
I hate that. I just want the to do your reading for you, and I'm here Wednesdays and Thursdays now in the morning.
Okay, great. Yeah, I've never called in before, so good to find your show.
Well, thank you, and that is the tea for you, ma'am, and have a wonderful day. Yeah, and that's the tea with the Zombie Tea Party.
Hi, how are you doing?
Pretty good this morning. Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking.
Where are you calling from?
I was wondering if you could just give me a reading, basically, like, with my Pro of 19, I mean, like, house arrest. We're stuck in. And it just seems like when you're, like, closed in with hubby and yourself, it's just, like, a lot of arguments start and stuff. And I was just wondering how my relationship is coming out.
Let's see. So where are you calling from, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, I'm so sorry. Pennsylvania. My name is Sue.
Very, very popular over that way. Awesome. Well, now that I know where you are, I'll find you on the grid, get a better connection. And let's check it out. Ooh, messy, messy. Started with a, I had a card jump out. All right, so we have the Six of Cups. We're starting here. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Oh. Ching. Lots of cups. Wow. Oh. Okay. Oh my. Oh, okay. That's not terrible. Okay, very emotional roller coaster, lots of burden on each other, lots of arguments. Right now in the present, it's telling you, remember how it used to be. Don't forget, you two need to remind yourselves why you're together in the first place. You need to forget all of the things you've done to each other, good and the bad. Remember the good. You need to make a decision and cut out the bad stuff. Stop being mad. You have the Three of Swords and the Queen of Cups. So this could burn down everything around you. Like this card, this villain here, he's turning everything into flames and everybody's like disintegrating. So it's time to make a choice. You are the Queen of Cups. So that's the Queen of Cups represents you. Now the Queen of Swords represents an actual breakup. But because of the surrounding cards, you have a lot of cups here. Now it's telling you, remember the good times. Don't let, if you're not sure you want to leave this person, you should remember that everything can burn down around you. Now you have the Four of Cups, where emotions will turn down a little bit, and the Four of Swords will mean that in the coming days, it's going to calm down. So just remember the good and make a decision. I'm cutting a lot of this stuff out. The Star is telling you that there is hope. You can get through this. And the immaturity in the love section of whoever gets mad the most about the little things, it's got to come to a happy medium yet again. An agreement has to be made to either, you know, just, happiness is relative. It's all a matter of what you're willing to put up with. So right now, we're going to have to put up with a little bit. So now we have the Eight of Swords and Ten of Pentacles. So the Eight of Swords means there's a lot of thoughts flying around, both good and bad. There's a lot of confusion and a lot of hurt. But the Ten of Pentacles is telling you that it's not so bad. And you can make it through. So you have the Ten of Cups and the Ten of Wands, meaning that there is some happiness there, but with all of the burden and everything on top of you being stuck in the house together, it can make you feel like, you know, I'm angry and I don't love this person anymore. But just remember that it looks like that there's more good than bad.
The third what, honey?
It looks like that there's more good than bad.
Okay.
Like, it looks like there was, you know, it's the rocky roller coaster sometimes. But right now, the right decision to make is to kind of just, as I said, happiness is relative. But you have a Ten of Cups and a Ten of Wands next to it. So, meaning you do love each other, obviously, because these two are happily together and he's laying in her arms. But the Ten of Wands is showing that this person here is holding all of these big metal beams, steel beams on his back, and he's holding. So there's a lot of burden there, too, a lot of words said, thinking, you know, things that have happened in the past, things being said to each other. So it's going to come out okay.
You don't see a breakup with us.
There has been talk, I see, but again, it can be, but we have to remember what are we willing to put up with, and everything can burn down around you. So it's telling you to, with the Ten of Swords, it's telling you you need to cut out, like, forget all the bad things and forgive and kind of just let some stuff go. Because the Eight mm-hmm. of Swords is like torture, self-sabotage, a lot of thinking, and, you know, being up late at night and unable, you know, going to bed angry and upset, things like that. But the good thing is you do have the Ten of Pentacles, you do have the Ten of Cups, and you do have the Ten of Wands telling you there's a lot of things causing this, and it can be removed. So, mm-hmm. no, I don't think I
okay. That's good to hear.
Yeah, you just, happiness is relative. It's all the matter of what we're willing to deal with the other person.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome and good luck. And I'm here on Wednesday and Thursday morning.
Okay, thank you. I will call back.
Absolutely.
And let you know how everything.
Welcome and good luck.
Okay, have a blessed day.
Thank you, bye-bye. You're on the tea with the zombie tea party.
Oh, hi, this is Donna from California. Good morning.
Good morning. I hope you're staying safe.
Yeah, thank you. what I wanted to ask you is, I have a friend, I haven't seen her in 25 years. She was my, I'm 60s now, and I knew her when I was about 25, so it's been longer than that. But she wants to come, she's in Arizona, and she's going to come to where I am in Santa Barbara, and she has an RV, and she wants me to drive with her to upstate New York, and then, you know, sell her mom's house and boats and stuff like that, and she'll give me money and all. And I wanted to know, do you see me going on this trip with her?
All right, I'm going to find you on the grid. Get these last cards in. Will you go on this trip? All right. All right, what we're going to do is we're going to put the first position down, which will be you two, and it's two of pentacles. So it's you two talking about the trip, making plans. Okay. Well, we have the talking and the idea. You have the Two of Pentacles and the Ace of Swords. So you're talking about the idea of going on the trip. Very soon, you have the Ten of Swords and the Tower. I'm going to throw another card. Oh, goodness. Oh, God. All right. So something is about to happen in your life to create a roadblock, if you will. The Knight of Swords. Do you have a male in your life?
No.
Okay, good. Fantastic. It's not a male. A Knight of Swords is either a male or some sort of entity. So there's going to be a happening. And the Knight of Swords is kind of like you need to be on the lookout for the changing of mind. Somebody is going, it looks like there's going to be a fallout of some sort. The High Priestess, I just laid another card down here. The High Priestess is telling you you need to follow your gut instinct on this. Mm. And you have the of swords, so meaning there's going to be an issue, all right? So in the future with this, which is fairly soon after, you have the Knight of Wands and the Two of Wands. Now, there's going to be some sort of an issue, but you need to follow your intuition on it when it comes. It could be a person. It could be her.
Interesting.
Flip-flopping. Now, in the future with this, soon after, you have the Knight of Wands. So it's basically going to be you and the Two of Wands here. So it looks like something gets patched up in between. Let's throw a card in between this. Do you two on and off talk? Like, is she flaky?
Is she flaky? I don't know, because I haven't seen her in a long time, you know?
Yeah, she seems a little flaky.
Okay.
So, you might, because you have the Sun here as well. Like, this looks like a bipolar kind of issue. Yeah. But the King of Pentacles is in between. And, it's just, like, a bunch of just craziness in the midst. Like, this person is going to, I think, going through some things mentally, maybe. And I think that the reason why she wants to go on this trip is, like, it's a mania type thing. They get really excited. extreme and just decide to go on these, you know, crazy excursions. I would follow my gut on this. This person has like a happy and a sad, it's really, really insane. Okay, so the Knight of Wands is telling you you're going to, you know, basically it's a like a triumphant accomplishment card. So you do have the Seven of Cups. It's very possible that in the end you might end up going on this trip because you do have the World and the Queen of Pentacles, but it's going to be up to you and what you're willing to put up with her. But between, there may be some issue here because the Tower, the plans fall apart. Follow your gut definitely on this, the High Priestess. And we have the Four of Cups looming. It just kind of popped out. So basically this person's like, you know, either happy, sad, or neutral at any given time.
Mm-hmm.
So you might want to brood about it for a while. Sleep on it is what I would do. I would definitely follow my intuition. You have a good intuition, and she's speaking to you now. It's almost like a warning, like this could be the way that the cards are laid out. It looks like, it seems like a good idea, but this person is kind of a crazy person, so it's telling you to follow your instincts. And
yeah, she's a little crazy. Yeah, she's a little crazy.
Yeah, what I'm seeing. Like a, it's going to be like a happy, angry roller coaster. But anything can happen with her. So it's basically telling you that you can either cut her out of your life when she acts like this, but she'll come and try and convince you to go with her. It's like, this is, wow, what a roller coaster. So it's basically
she's
gonna
go up there and sell her mom. She's gonna go up there and sell her mom's house, upstate New York. It's on a lake, I think, some water, and then sell the boat, the platoon boat, and different things. And you know, I'd get paid, so that's the good thing. She'd give me some money.
Yeah, that's why it's saying that. It's all a matter of what you're going to be willing to put up with because you have the Queen of Pentacles. It's definitely, it's going to be a crazy ride. But the Ace of Swords is telling you that, you know, it's not an Ace of Pentacles. It's an Ace of Swords. So meaning that it won't, it could be fruitful. It is a somewhat good idea, but definitely look at all of your pros.
Oh, boy, that's going to be a real decision then whether I go. Plus, it's a long trip from California to upstate New York.
And I will tell you that I didn't see any real money cards in there.
Oh.
So it might be more headache than it's worth.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, God, I got to think about it.
Definitely think about it. Follow your intuition. Your gut will tell you what to do.
Okay. Yeah. I'll have to do that. The big decision. Plus, it's hot going across the states. I don't know.
And when women get hot, we get cranky.
Yeah, not the truth. Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Big.
Okay.
But there will be an argument between you two.
Oh, no.
She's going to be moody.
Moody, yeah. I think she is like that. Oh, maybe it's better I don't go.
It may be. I don't see any money-making cards. So it might be where she flips on you, an argument happens, and you end up in a not-so-good situation.
Yeah. Yeah, that wouldn't be good.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm here if you need me. And
all
that
right.
Is the
thank key. You very much.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Hey, you too. Bye-bye now.
Not too bad, not too bad. Yay! We got some tarot readings in. I'm glad I picked this time. So I'll probably start using this time. Well, everybody, if no one else comes, then I guess I'm going to call it a day and use the remainder of my time to do some more news. Because you know how much I love doing news. But that is the tea, everybody. Wear your mask, please. If you're in America, if you're fucking anywhere. Now, New Zealand did a great job. They're great. But everybody else, not so much. Most countries with female leaders did an excellent job. We're doing a shit job. Everybody, wash your hands, wear your mask. Stay the fuck inside if you can. Please, God, don't be an asshole. Wear the fucking mask. And Black Lives Matter. So that's the tea, everybody. Bye. Oh, wait. There's a person. Ooh.
Hello.
I saw you in time. I was just ending my show.
I heard. And I'm so sorry. I actually was on a conference call for work and tried to get off quicker so I could get in, so I missed the show. Sorry.
No problem. You are just in time. What can I do for you?
I have a very, very quick question. So my partner and I are doing wonderful now. We finally got back on track. She's absolutely amazing. She wants me to move in. It's a home that we really have kind of invested in together, and I'm definitely interested in planning on doing it. Her brother lives with her. He had moved down, and I get along wonderfully with him. But my question is, will he live with us forever, or how do you see this working?
All right.
I do like him. It's just, you know, we're trying to start anew or fresh, so, you know.
Yeah. So here's your situation. Here's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
This one's a little bit more touchy. All right. So, he's moved in with her. He wants you to move in with them. And we want to see what some of this. All right.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to lay down a card for each person.
Okay.
I'm going to start with you, her. Yeah. Okay. You like to keep things more simple.
Yeah.
And you did plan on just cutting her out. But you patch things up. So it's an upside down Ten of Swords. But you have the Wheel of Fortune. The Wheel of Fortune, anything can happen. All right,
okay.
So it's take a chance on this. Now, she's got the Page of Pentacles and the Magician. She's a very good, I'm sorry to say this, but she can make things happen. She looks like she has all the elements to manipulate what she wants. Well, when it comes to pages, they're very immature in some ways.
Mm-hmm.
They're very too as well.
They're very
need
what?
To follow
say that again?
Very two-faced as well. She means mm-hmm. one thing and another.
Yeah.
So this, him, he has the Fool, and the Star is upside down on top. He's a hopeless person. He looks like he doesn't have going on for him, because when it comes to having money and doing things for himself, his Knight of Pentacles is upside down. So he's kind of a fuck up.
Yeah. In relationships.
Oh my. Okay. Your final card. Your foundation is the King of Wands and the Page of Wands. So this is something you need to really think about. But in the end, if you do move in, it's going to be him causing all kinds of problems. The Tower and Temple. So I would wait on this, because it's very possible that if you do, you could lose everything. It might not be a good time right now.
Okay. Wow.
And
okay.
It's going to cause problems between you guys. And
wow.
She might revert.
She might what? Say that again?
Revert to her old ways.
Oh, hell. Okay. Okay.
All right. That's
I needed to know.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wednesday and Thursday's mornings if you need me.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, and good luck. You're on That's the Tea with the Zombie Tea Party.
Hello.
Hello, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Ah, I'm popular there. What can I do for you?
I'm just calling. I got engaged, and I'm getting married November the 14th. I just want to know if you see it anything getting in the way or happening.
All right. Let's make sure our cards are right side up. Married, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, let's see if a congratulations is in order. I love doing readings for people. These types are always, like, nerve-wracking for me. Because you never know. I like giving people news. It's okay. It's good to know. That's what I'm here for. And I've got some excellent cards, and they are cleansed and fired up. We are doing things today. Changing lives one reading at a time. So, you're getting married. And you want to know if anything is going to get in the way. The cards are definitely speaking. All right. So, getting married. Having very worried and much anxiety over it. Wow. Eight of Swords and Nine on top. So, getting married, already getting anxiety, right?
Mm-hmm.
Four of Cups. All right. So, right now, if you are getting anxiety over this and getting, like, you know, mentally warped a little bit about it now that it's getting closer to time, your intuition is telling you something. Three of Cups. Okay. Lots of questions here. There's many questions that are unanswered. Do you have questions in the back of your mind?
I just wanted to know if there's anything he needed to tell me before we went into this. We did sit up for counseling, but that's one of the questions.
He does have something to tell you. Oh, good God. All right, so your intuition is speaking to you. He has not been honest. And you have a Three of Cups here. It looks like Queen of Wands. Six of Swords is upside down. Usually that means like moving to calmer waters. This is not calmer waters. Secret is about to come up. You got the Three of Swords as well. It is upside down, but it's like there's going to be a little bit of a disappointment. Your High Priestess is upside down, and that is underneath your Eight and Nine of Swords. So your intuition and your High Priestess is telling you, wake up, there's something he needs to tell you. Yeah, because you have Eight of Cups and Four of Cups, so he has not been honest. The Magician is upside down, and the Queen of Cups is telling you, you need to take charge and get your answer before you walk down that aisle.
Okay. Do you see a child or something?
You're going to need, oh man, I feel like there's a third person. There's someone you don't know about or kind of have a feeling about. He's not being truly who he says he is, and his promises are faulty to you. You need to ask, I guess, just definitely that I feel that there's another person involved in this, and he's has secrets. But the Three of Swords is there, so the Three of Swords is like swords going through a heart. So there is some betrayal in the background. Maybe not so many ways, but in some ways, because it is upside down, so it will be some disappointment. But in the end, your final outcome is Strength and Knight of Swords. You're going to need to remain strong because you're amazing and you don't need this shit. And the Knight of Swords is somebody that's kind of bipolar, kind of lives a double life in a way. It could possibly be a Gemini or have Gemini traits, depending on where the planets were when they were born and what house. So this is like a secretive person a little bit, but it looks like there's another person.
That he's hiding?
Yeah. There was somebody or is someone in the past.
Okay.
That's all we have for today. I'm here Wednesday and Thursday mornings if you need me.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Do call me back if you need. I'm here for you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day and good luck.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. That is the tea, everybody. No, I didn't pick a card at the beginning. No, I just do the readings as they come in. But I can pick a card for you. You have the Empress. So right now, you have the ability to get whatever you want done and make it happen. I'm going to go ahead and give the Nine of Cups, too. Empress, Knight of Cups. Knight of Cups and King of Wands upside down. So there's a lot going on here, and if you have, wow, they're upside down, both of them. So if you're still listening to me, your Ace of Pentacles is saying whatever is causing you to have your ups and downs, because your Knight of Cups is upside down, it's time to refresh when it comes to foundations, wants, and needs. And I'm going to throw down another one. No worries. You have the Six of Cups. So, feeling of nostalgia and remembering the good times are ahead. Depression is a roller coaster for all at this time of the cosmos. All right, everybody, that's the tea. We went way over our time, and yay, we did some readings. I'll be back on for tarot next Wednesday and Thursday. Bye.